What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
When you're ready.
Still, and I'm ready.
Still good.
Still good.
Still good.
Like, we're really getting it, like, third week in now.
I still, like, I feel like we're riffing a little on Rose Buddies with the When You're Ready thing, but, like, we're opening with it, and they used to close with it.
See? Exactly.
So, like, it kind of plays.
Yeah, but, like, it's the Final Bros Tonight.
Yeah.
So it all ties in.
It all ties in, and then
that's
the way
just
we
Rose
end
Buddies.
It,
yeah.
The way we end it, I think, works well. Like, I think we're good. I think we're good.
Yeah.
So let's get a little housekeeping notes out of the way.
Check one.
Number one, it's Monday night. We just watched the episode.
It's fresh.
We have no notes.
No notes!
We also do not have our classic Vulture recap that we use as notes when we record on Wednesdays.
Who knows if it was going to be the same person recapping it anyway? The person last week was full of shit. They didn't do it the right way.
They didn't do it the right way. They were useful. They were still useful.
Yeah.
Second bit of housekeeping notes. Episode 35. It's a milestone.
It is a huge milestone.
It's a milestone.
Big, big deal.
So we're celebrating.
Good times.
It's a big episode. It's a
big deal.
So to celebrate episode 35, we've brought in our first guest host.
Yes, we have.
Ladies and gentlemen, my sister, Francesca Toy.
Hey, what's up? My name is Francesca, but also you can call me Chessie. That's also my name.
That's probably what we will call you.
I would assume. That's what everyone calls me.
Yeah.
Or also, people call me Frankie, but like, that's...
I don't.
That doesn't really...
I don't do that.
Only some people call me that.
Yeah. Chessie and I used to host a podcast together called Toying Around. We don't anymore.
No.
And that podcast eventually became Bros Before Rose, which was garbage.
It's garbage. We don't need that show anymore.
And now we're bringing her back for an episode of The Final Bros Tonight.
And we're very excited.
We're very excited.
It's a big deal, man.
It's a big deal.
It's
awesome. You should be. 35 is a big number. It's an important milestone in literally everything.
You can't become president until you're 35.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
So this podcast could become president now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Final Bros Tonight 2020.
Our podcast has had its bar mitzvah already.
Oh, yeah. Long ago.
No, but I think we mentioned that at that
point.
No, I made sure.
Yeah.
It had its bar mitzvah, and now it can become president.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
The next step after being
wow.
bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
If you
so
become
amazing.
President.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Wow.
Birth. Bar mitzvah presidency. It's just the circle of life. You know?
Oh my God.
Okay, so Alex, what are we talking about? What's going on today?
We're talking about The Bachelorette.
Fuck yeah.
Hannah Beast.
How you feeling about week three?
Week three. This was a good episode.
Enjoyed this episode very much.
This was a good episode.
You know how I've been very much on the fence about Hannah?
Yeah.
I'm off the fence.
Did you jump the fence?
I jumped the fence.
All right.
I officially have jumped the fence, and I am in Hannah's camp.
All right.
This was like a defining episode for me of her.
Okay.
Because I really saw her just commit to that, like, being herself and really just, like, taking control of, like, being the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I really have a lot of respect for her.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really liking her a lot more.
I like, she's kind of, like, breaking the mold a little bit. Like, just a little bit. Like, she's doing some good stuff as the Bachelorette. Like, I don't know, I like...
Setting a good precedent, I think.
Yeah. It's like, she's got a real, like, good no bullshit policy.
I really like
that.
About
and like the thing is, like, even if she's not bringing down the axe, like Axeman Ben Higgins, but like
Nick Vile,
or really anybody who brings down the axe, Rachel
or anyone
brought
in
down
Becca
the axe.
Rachel brought down the axe.
Anyone
times.
In Becca's season who did the axe, the chopping wood.
Yeah, she's still like, you know, making it very clear, like, hey, no fucking around, boys.
Yeah, no, yeah. I really appreciated that about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I like this.
She's very, you better be here for the right reasons.
Ooh, it's true.
She did say that in the episode.
She did say right reasons.
Oh, we should also mention we ordered Chinese food again.
So get ready.
Get ready for that munch. Let's talk about The Bachelorette.
Speaking of munching, I'm sorry.
I don't like my sister is here. I don't like how you're doing that. You know, this is a wholesome family podcast
with the E tag
with an explicit tag.
Oh God.
Gross. Yep.
You brought this on yourself.
Yeah, I did. This is my fault.
So let's talk about the episode.
Let's talk about The Bachelorette.
So it opens at Bachelor Mansion.
Yes.
As it does.
All the boys are sitting around a table.
Just chilling, having a good morning, just chilling out.
Just shooting some b-ball out by the pool.
And who should come in?
And a couple of guys. Oh, they're up to no good.
Oh, they are. Oh,
there we go.
Did they start making trouble in the mansion hood?
Not quite yet, I wouldn't say.
Not yet.
Hey, we haven't even gotten one little fight yet, so.
It's true.
Papa Chris is here.
Daddy.
Biz Cash Dad.
Biz Cash Dad.
Shows up and he's all like, I've got date cards.
Date card? Who wants a date card?
Who wants a date card?
He's like, wait. And he mentions, too, there was a little bit of drama last night.
Yeah, he was like, you saw Hannah last week. She got a little upset. She was like, she's really leaning into this bachelorette thing. She don't know. She's like, she's getting emotional. Week two, she's getting emotional.
So, fellas, you know, you better be here for the right reasons.
It's going to get worse.
It's your time is fleeting.
Yeah.
Actual quote. And I'm like, damn, Chris, you're getting dark.
Oh, geez, sorry. I turned on my phone. Jeez, stop, Netflix.
Wow, it got very intense.
So, yeah, geez.
There we go.
Yeah, so it's intense. Time is fleeting. Boys are going to go home this week. You know, like every week. He talks about the premise of the show. There's going to be two group dates this week and the one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drops that group date card.
Boom!
And it says...
Something. There was a lot of people at the bar.
A lot of people at the bar. You know, the Hiddles was pretty crowded tonight.
We had the best crowd we've had in there for a while.
We had a good crew of people.
There were some new people that I've never seen
that I like. So.
And I'm just here for it becoming a bigger thing.
Yeah. Remember when it used to get real crowded back then?
Yeah, this was good. This was very good.
Yeah. So,
because we got to flex our comedy for new ears.
Yeah, exactly.
So like they're all used to our dumb, stupid jokes.
Yeah,
these were new people who found us funny.
Exactly.
And I love
these
that.
Are new people who aren't sick of us yet. They think we're charming.
They think we're charming and like and nice.
They think we're funny and not like just like a bunch of just angry people.
Wait if they get to know us, and then they'll be very disappointed.
And then they'll just be like, oh fuck.
Like, oh,
I bet these boys are
going
to bring
here.
Meatballs to a pizza party.
And they were delicious.
And they were very good meatballs.
Thank you.
And the mac and cheese was very good too.
We did we potlucked well. Okay.
Where the fuck were we? The group date. The bar was crowded. The group date card. We don't remember what it said. We don't remember which boys were on it. John Paul Jones was on it.
John Paul Jones, Mike.
Was Cam on this one?
Jed was there.
Cam
was absolutely on this date.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he was, because he wasn't on a date last week.
Cam, Jonathan, Mike, Jed.
John Paul Jones.
JPJ! And a bunch of others. We're still at the point in this season where these boys don't matter to me.
There's at least five boys on this in this group date that I don't care about.
Yep.
Very much so.
They all go a-walking.
They all go walking. And then they go a-running?
And then they start running
at her?
Before they've even seen Hannah, they just have a shot of them
around the
just
corner.
Running down the street. Just, where's the woman? Where is she?
Well, that's the thing.
I must find woman.
Men are so hyper-competitive that, like, we can't just walk in a group together. We have to know which one is the fastest.
So, if it was us, though, and we say this a lot,
yeah.
We would not have ran.
Oh, no.
We would just be like, guys, we're all getting there
We'd be in the back, like, and we'd be like, Hannah!
Hannah!
Like, she's gonna wait for you guys. Hey. Like, she's not...
Hold on.
We'll be right there!
We're getting there.
Because, like... It's like
I'll probably have, like, a monster in my hand. Just like, it's still early. Just give me a sec.
Because my philosophy is that we all get to where we gotta go eventually.
Yeah.
Why do I gotta run?
But then there's
so
the
I can be the first one to pick her up? Look, I'm a great hugger.
Oh,
I am gonna stand out from those other people.
Oh, I'm so good at hugging, you have no idea.
See what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if they're gonna do the lift, you know? I'm gonna... Oh,
and we're both strong men. We can lift her up, too.
Exactly. I'm good. I'm confident.
Yeah.
And I'm bold.
So you're not a believer in, if you ain't first, you're last?
You can be second or third or even fourth.
Yeah.
Or we would be dead last.
We would be dead last.
And we're very comfortable with that.
Yep. It's all
so,
good.
So anyway, they've gone running to her. And it turns out today, what Hannah wants to do is
hurt these boys.
And put them in an uncomfortable situation.
No, so her idea was that she wanted to show them how difficult it can be to be a woman sometimes.
Absolutely.
That's what the idea behind the date was.
Alex and I...
it turned into I'm going to make these guys hurt.
And Alex and I don't have a good view on what it's like to be a woman.
No. but I do have a friend who likes to electrocute me for fun.
Fascinating.
You do too?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, we are running in the same circles, man.
Oofa doofa.
This is a wholesome family podcast.
This is a wholesome family podcast.
So the date
starts out. So, okay, so you know how we get some really, like, good guests on the show? Like, we get, a
Fred Willard.
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Sometimes we get amazing...
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. That was a good one.
Lil Jon. Terry Crews.
Terry Crews' wife is not Lil Jon.
But, yes.
Rebecca Crews, I believe.
You know who I felt like we really needed?
Do you remember the movie American Pie?
And then all the ones after it?
And then all the ones that came after it?
Like the five that came after that, but the three that he was in?
Even the most recent one that still came out in like 2007?
Yeah, dude.
You know that relevant film about putting your dick in an apple pie? I'm sorry, Francesca.
It happened to the movie.
I've seen American Pie.
This is a wholesome family show.
So that guy was there.
That guy. Jason Biggs.
Jason and his wife.
Jenny something.
Jenny
and
Biggs.
It's not, I really no. She has. No, she kept her last name.
Okay.
But not to disrespect either of them. I don't know either of them. I'm sorry. I mean, I know Jason. I don't pay attention to what he's done.
No.
I don't pay attention to what his wife has done.
He was in Orange Is the New Black for a while.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't watch that show.
I only remember that because someone said it at the bar.
So that's what we know about him, and it was really good that he was a guest on this show.
Yeah.
They also didn't do much
during the course.
Yeah. Well, so they had the little, like...
The quiz.
Yeah, they asked a bunch of questions, like, what part of a... What
organ does a woman grow during birth?
And the answer, of course, is a baby.
That is the organ.
It's the placenta.
Well, you would know.
Yes.
But also, aren't babies organs?
There are a bunch of them.
Like, babies have
babies
such
are a bunch of
organs.
Yeah, so we're right, you're wrong, get it.
But
such
the, plentiful
the number
organs.
Of, the
so
number
many.
Of men who said that the woman grows the uterus during birth...
Was shocking.
It was a little shocking.
That's
it was
fair,
shocking.
Yes.
And then, okay, then the next question was, how many months of gestation...
What is the gestational
period
for
you.
A human being?
And the obvious answer is nine months. But
Cam
here
decided that he was going to be a funny boy, but it wasn't going to come out funny because we hate him.
Yeah.
And he said 2 weeks. And everyone's like, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
What a dingus.
What a dingus boy.
You idiot. Stupid bitch.
You know what Cam
stupid
rhymes with?
Stupid moron.
You know what Cam rhymes with?
Dumb.
Damn, you're fucking stupid.
Damn, you're stupid. That's great.
Always be stupid.
Always be a jackass.
Well, we're gonna riff on Cam's.
It's
so
it's coming
this week.
So she's like, you know how we've been having a good time. I want to induce pain.
Well, first thing she puts them in the she puts them in those baby harnesses.
Oh, that's right. Yes, they have the pregnancy like. Not pouch.
But
what it's like to like be pregnant, like the weights.
The pregnancy pouch is the uterus.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's fair.
Gross.
The like simulator belt thing that makes you feel like you're pregnant.
Yes, and they all were like, "Wow, no, like, but like,
wow, my back hurts.
My back
this
hurts.
Is heavy.
Yes,
feels like I'm falling over.
Yes, please be sympathetic to women. Like,
yes,
let's be nicer to women, please, everybody.
That was the idea behind
the
group.
I know, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah,
but this is a comedy podcast, so we have to say dumb stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and we end it with something wholesome, like women are the best.
There we go.
Yeah.
So then, now
it's time to hurt the boys.
To hurt them again, show them a little pain.
They go
because men don't really know what pain is.
Men don't know what pain is. Men don't.
Men
know
don't
what
know
pain,
pain
don't
is.
Know. Men don't know what pain
men
is.
Men don't know pain. We know pain.
They hook up the boys one by one. To these like electrodes that are meant to induce
simulate
the pain of labor.
Labor, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that is more correct than what I said.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they hook these boys up to electrodes, and
it's right on your abs too, like
yep.
right on your gut.
Yeah, right above like the gooch, like not the gooch,
the pubis,
the pubis.
Definitely not the gooch.
No, not the gooch.
This would have been a very different
a
group
very
day.
Very different group day.
They are not running in those circles.
Nope. And then they crank it up to 11, let these boys have it. And every single one of these boys, while clearly in great amounts of pain, made a sound that I called John Mulaney getting a prostate exam.
except for one.
Yeah, there were a couple.
We'll get
of them,
to him.
We'll get to him. But a lot of them made sounds similar to, oh,
I'm sorry.
But a lot of them made these very odd sounds. And, like, you know, Hannah stood by them through all of it. And, like, she would, like, hold their hands or some other shit.
I will say the worst one was Tyler C., who for some reason, when he's lying down, is like, puts his arm behind his head like he's posing for a magazine.
He's gotta look good for the group, Dave.
And he's,
you know,
just like, come here, like, be like around my arm. Like, all right. And I'm just gonna, like,
and then he just starts fucking yelling.
That's really the sound he made.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and it just looked awkward.
Yep, and he, Jason even comments, like, he's like, keep your hand behind your head like that so it looks all sexy.
Yeah, exactly. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And then, and as we're going through, you can see a couple men have some apprehension. They're not looking forward to this.
No.
Most notably, our man with three names.
John Paul Jones. JPJ.
He does not look pleased about this, but he does it.
Oh, yeah, no.
And goes up, they hit the electrodes to him, and let me tell you, he does not have a high tolerance for pain.
He does not. Because
that boy's a screamer.
Yeah.
And it was hysterical.
Yeah.
And all the other boys laughed at him.
I think at one point he like even knocked the stirrups out of the bed
because he lifted his legs so far. And like, yeah.
He was not having a good time.
This boy could not drop a kid.
He could not drop a kid. But everyone laughed. They had a good time. And at this point, everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
We're all laughing.
And then all of a sudden, group date over. Time for the cocktail party.
All right, let's go. How do your abs feel? You should fix it with booze.
Well, she even said, you all deserve a cocktail.
Yeah.
Which, like, okay.
All right. You're right. I do.
All right.
So, cocktail party.
What happens here? Tell us what happens.
Okay. So, again, I mentioned this last week in our double episode.
Yes.
That we're not getting a lot of talks with Hannah.
Yeah, not a lot of boy time.
But there was one important boy time that happened right around the beginning of this.
Yes.
And one of the first boys to take Hannah aside is Mike. And now, I'm a big fan of Mike. I think he's been really great through this entire journey
so far.
Been a very good boy, super positive, super nice, super respectful of Hannah.
Yeah.
And he opens up about something, you know, pretty serious. He talks about that he had a partner before this, and she had gotten pregnant. And unfortunately had a miscarriage in the second trimester. So being in this environment... triggered him a bit, and it was hard for him to go through it, but but it turned out to be very good. I really liked what he talked about. He talked about how he's made him a stronger person, and she was really able to understand, like, how he opened up to her, and it wasn't, like, a pity thing. It was really just I want to open up and show you the person that I am and the good person that I am.
Like, this is important to
I've become. And how I've, like, grown as a human being. So I was like, Mike, you're a solid, awesome boy. Everyone was super pro Mike. And that's okay. That's the serious thing that happened in this. But while that's happening, turns out that, remember how Cam sucks?
Do you remember how last week?
Yes.
Cam sucked?
Yes.
Do
you think he decided to just not suck this week?
Ooh, did he?
I'm gonna go with he definitely decided to suck this week.
Show me Cam decided to suck this week.
Ding! It was 100 out of 100 people guessed that because he did. He sucked this week.
It's a great, great Family Feud. Great Family Feud reference we just did.
Thank you. We got to do that more. I'm really loving that.
Yeah, we got to do more Family Feud
more
references.
Family Feud jokes.
More Family Feud jokes.
So,
Alan, what do our listeners want to hear more of?
About Family Feud.
Family Feud jokes.
Ding! 100 of 100 people want more Family Feud jokes. You're going to get them now, people.
We're losing all of our listeners.
In one bit, we destroyed our entire listenership. Those tens of people just are like, fuck this.
The tens of people we have. Who we?
So, I think Cam set a record here, for me anyway.
For how much he sucks?
Not for how much he sucks, but for how much he interrupted just one
conversation. with the same person.
With the same person, and just kept doing it. He interrupts Mike four separate times.
Yep.
Four separate times.
And just kind of lurks goes, there. And the lurks, whole time.
Dude. Yeah. He's listening into this thing Mike is, this very heartfelt, emotional thing Mike is sharing with Hannah. And she responds to it great, by the way. She really, like, supports him, and he gets some smooches and stuff. And it was, I was like, damn, that's like, really nice.
Good boy. Very good boy.
Sweet boy.
And he's, like, just stalking in the corner. And then it's like, hey, I just want to tell her something real quick. I just really want to talk to her. And he's like, could you wait? All right. Yeah, I'll wait. I just really got to talk to her. Oh, could you wait, though? He leaves. Comes back like a minute later. I really need to talk to her. Like, dude, could you wait?
She's
even telling him to like to go away. Like she's having a conversation with Mike, and that's how you know you're fucking up, dude. When the Bachelorette is the one telling you you're fucking up, just listen.
Listen to her, like, cause he was all like, I've got something really important to tell her, and I'm like, bro, Mike is telling her something that's probably more important than what you're literally, gonna say anyway.
Literally everything he's saying is more important than what you're
exactly.
saying. You're the worst, Cam. You're the fucking worst.
Cam fucking sucks.
Cam sucks.
He really does.
So, he continues to interrupt Mike. Eventually he does. Mike walks out. And understandably...
Like he successfully interrupts Mike, because the first four times, Mike was like, dude, chill. You can have
like
time
I said,
in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Hannah was even being like, yo, man, like I'm having a moment.
But, like, Cam's lurking really finally got to Mike by the fourth time he actually interrupted.
I mean, wouldn't it get to anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
after, like, time one, I would be pissed.
Yeah, 100%. Because what's worse is that when they started this cocktail party, Cam goes, like, all right, guys, I hope no one really interrupts me. I really want my time to, like, be with Hannah. When you are the king interrupter now.
And someone even brought it up. Dude, you interrupted the last group date that you weren't even on.
Yeah.
So him pulling all this shit is just completely contradicting everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how we know Cam not here for the right reasons.
Goddamn right. So, he starts in kind of having a conversation with Hannah. I honestly don't remember what he was talking about. It was dumb.
Me neither.
So.
He didn't rap, though.
He did not rap, thank God.
So
as he's having that conversation, though, with Hannah, Mike is telling everyone about what just happened. He's like, I was in there for four times. Like, he interrupted me. Like what the fuck, essentially. Like, I think he might have even said what the fuck, but I mean, I would have probably said that too. And so Jonathan, whom is one of the other contestants,
mm-hmm.
is sitting there being like, this is just like, he's getting pissed off because he's like, this dude is like asking for like his time, like not be interrupted. And he's like, you know what? Nah, people need their comeuppance. I think Jonathan at this point like knows this could like probably like cause him to get kicked off the show, but does not really care.
Yeah.
He really just wants to defend Mike and just the other dudes in the house.
Yeah.
So immediately goes and interrupts Cam's conversation with Becca. And it's like, I don't want to talk
with Hannah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sorry. Ooh, Freudian slip. So with Hannah, immediately goes and interrupts his conversation with Hannah. And then just like gets in between them, like just like causes like just all of this crap. And then does ruin the entire conversation they were having, splits that whole thing up, and then he sits down with Hannah for a little bit. They don't show that conversation because I'm sure it was awkward.
Yeah.
But then
it was probably just like, sorry about that. I was just trying to put Cam in his fucking place.
I'm sure he was just like, look, I couldn't stand that anymore. Like he probably just told her like exactly what had been happening and why he felt like he needed to do that.
Yeah.
But then we get a good shot of Cam complaining.
Not even just that yet, too. Of just him staring at Jonathan. Like, death
being
stare.
Pissed.
As if he didn't just do the exact same thing minutes ago.
Exactly.
And Jonathan's just sitting there, like, looking forward. Cam is just staring at, like, sitting next to him. And just staring at him. And he's like, bro, do you need something?
Yeah.
No, man, I mean, you're just playing a game here, man. I mean, it's bold. It's a bold move, Cotton. And he's just like, yeah, well, we'll see how it works. That's basically the entire date. I think Jed has a little time with her. He gets some good smooches.
Mm.
Jed got some real good smooches. Had some real good moments with her.
Jed was the first one to pull her aside, actually. Remember,
yes.
they went out onto the roof and they threw the chicken nuggets?
Yes, they threw... Yeah. That's right, there were chicken nuggets!
There were chicken nuggets
there
on
the
group
There were chicken date. Nuggets on this date. Cam is complaining to John Paul Jones about being interrupted. And John Paul Jones is just eating chicken nuggets for some reason. And he, like, offers them to people, like, you want some chicken nuggets, bro?
It's just like...
So this show is weird, is loaded with chicken nuggets.
Do you think... Well, okay. The one-on-one dates, there's always dinner that they're not eating.
Yes.
But the cocktail parties, there's no food involved.
Yeah, sometimes there is.
Well, sometimes
well,
there
cocktail
is.
Foods.
There's cocktail foods. I'm just saying, do you think one of those foods is chicken nuggets?
It's possible.
Oh, see, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, I remember the thing that's coming to my mind right now is a nice little throwback to JoJo's season a couple years ago when Chad just wouldn't stop eating the sandwich meats that were out.
Oh, yeah.
That was his thing. He would just eat sandwich meats only, and it was always at the cocktail parties.
Fucking Chad.
He was the only one who was ever eating.
That's how you knew he wasn't there for the right reasons.
Here's the thing, though.
He was there for the sandwich meats.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, and I don't want to defend Chad.
No.
Sandwich meats
are delicious.
High protein, low fat if you get the right ones. Solid snack.
What's your favorite snack sandwich meat now that we're down this rabbit hole?
Roast beef.
Roast beef. Thank you. That's what I was hoping. I'm a roast beef. I also like ham. Like a good, like, honey glazed ham. Mm.
That's good. I like a nice lean turkey. Roll it up
with,
like, a little...
I knew you were going to say turkey.
Like,
I just had a feeling.
Okay. But
I
like
just had a feeling.
Like, you roll it up with, like, another piece of, like, deli sliced cheese. Like, that's a good snack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's your sister.
Yep.
Smart cookie.
Yep.
I'm proud
of
you.
Know me. Always be Chessie.
Oh! Wow!
Stop this.
Wow! Damn!
This is why you don't have a bedroom.
Oh, fuck.
I have one in Worcester.
No, you're pronouncing that wrong.
Is it pronounced Worcester?
It's Worcester.
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 So, now, the rose goes to Mike.
Yep.
For opening up and being really, like, being who he was. And Hannah throws some low-key shade.
Oh, yeah.
I loved. Sometimes being bold isn't just about, you know, like, going out there and just saying whatever you want. It's about being true to who you are. And,
there we go.
And I was like, damn, girl. You knew exactly who you were talking to.
Because Hannah is very good.
This was, I was going to say, this was a couple times,
this episode.
Mm-hmm. This was very, very good, Hannah. I was very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, Chris Harrison, dropping off the... Apologies. The new date card is just delivered to the house.
Yes.
There's no sighting of Chris.
And this is the one-on-one date, the coveted one-on-one, the very romantic one-on-one date.
The only one-on-one date of the week.
Going to someone who we definitely all predicted it was going to go to.
I mean, I didn't really predict it, but I also, like, at this point, still don't really care. Exactly.
We don't know the boys well enough yet.
This one-on-one date goes to Connor.
Connor.
Because
for some reason, it's going to Connor.
Yeah.
So it says, like, let our love sail away or something like that. So we were all like, yeah, all right, Connor's getting it.
Boat date.
Fade to black.
Commercial. Come back to commercial. Hannah's dead.
Ambulance! Hannah's dead! The show is over.
And that's
so
the
this
end
has been
the,
the final bros tonight.
The final bros tonight.
Wow, great season, Alex.
Yep, great job. It's really a shame that we didn't get more episodes.
Yeah, it's good that on our last episode, we had our first...
Bachelor in Paradise is going to be weird this year.
Yeah, it's going to be real weird. It's going to be really dark and morbid. Bachelor in Mourning. So just kidding, she's totally alive. Hannah apparently suffered some serious dehydration because all they do is drink on this show.
Yep.
All they do is drink alcohol, and it's ridiculous. So,
she passed out.
She literally passed out, and they rushed her to the hospital. They got her some fluids. She is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But she's still a bit under the weather. So, while at the mansion, Connor gets a new envelope that says, "Dear Connor, my humblest apologies. I have forthwith sent a chariot to fetch you to bring me to mine suite." That doesn't say that.
Doesn't say that.
But it's along those lines.
Yeah, it basically says, hey, our date's not going to happen, but come to my hotel room, please.
We're going
to
hang out.
Yeah. So he does that.
So that's exactly what he does. But he does some nice stuff. He buys some flowers.
A nice card.
He buys a nice card. He buys some chicken soup.
Yep.
and exactly what a good boyfriend should do.
Yep.
Goes there, they hang out, and I thought she was like sick at first, and they smooch, and I'm like, no, she could be contagious.
Yeah.
Then they explain it was dehydration, so she wasn't contagious.
And she says, "Don't worry, I'm not contagious." Yeah, so we know it's all okay if they're doing some smooching on this one-on-one
date. I was still worried, man. I was not. I would have been like, "Oh,
Connor's gonna start passing out."
Yeah, man. So
she stole his fluids.
She stole. Gross.
This season is taking a dark turn.
She stole his fluids.
What? I don't see what's weird about that.
So, yeah. So moving on. Connor and her have a really nice time, just kind of hanging out. Connor tells her about how when he was 13, his mother had a stroke while they were skiing, and that was kind of a thing that was a formative thing within his life, and kind of taught him to, like, you know, appreciate the moment and appreciate, you know, who he is and appreciate what he has.
And also to never go skiing.
Also to never ever go skiing ever. It's dangerous and it's not good.
Do we know Connor's profession?
He's definitely not the unemployed guy.
Definitely not a professional skier.
I was just wondering, you know, see if that shaped his career path in any way.
I don't know. I have zero idea. Well, it did because he's not a skier.
He's not a skier.
He was training for 2020 and then
yike.
Did you say yike? Like singular?
Yeah, a singular yike.
Okay.
Like not enough to warrant more than one, but like, you know.
Okay.
Still a yike.
Still a yike. Damn kids.
Goddamn kids and their fucking slang. Anyway. So they have a really nice time. He gives her the soup. He gets some smooches. She goes, "All right, and I still got to rest." And he lets her rest and everything. And he's a little disappointed on the inside that he hasn't been given a rose yet. But he makes a power move. Real power move.
Yep.
So as he goes downstairs, he writes a bunch of notes on sticky notes. And he sticks them around the apartment. And he leaves her another note at the foot of the stairs. And he goes back to the house, and he's like, "Yeah, I didn't get the rose, but she's feeling okay. You know, she's doing fine and everything." And he tells everyone what happened, and everyone's like, "Oh, okay, well, at least she's okay." And Luke P. asks the dumbest fucking thing, "Well, so what was she wearing?" And he's like, "I don't know, sweatpants, fucking tool." Like, that's the question you have, you asshole. What do you think, she was wearing some lingerie?
She's
I'm sick!
She's physically ill.
Right, you fucking idiot.
You dungus child.
Fuck you, Luke. This was such a stupid fucking question.
Luke P. sucks.
Luke P. does suck. Ugh.
So, as they're sort of like... this was actually kind of neat. We got like some shots of just the boys hanging around the mansion, like cooking lunch and stuff.
They had this giant pile of fruit in the middle of their... of like the island that's in the kitchen there.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fucking fruit.
Well, there's like 20 boys living there, and they're probably like juicing, you know?
Not juicing, but juicing.
Yeah, like making juice.
Right, but not juicing.
And they might be juicing.
They also could be juicing.
We've seen Luke P. without a shirt on.
He might actually be juicing.
Yeah.
Not want to try to start a controversy, but have you seen him?
Triangle Man. Triangle Man.
He's juicing.
Man. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice. Ooh, okay, double.
Thank
triple?
Triple! Yeah, hey.
Ooh, baby, a triple. That's a classic joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're all kind of having a conversation. He tells them, like, "Yeah, I didn't get the rose, but it's okay. We had a really good time, had a really good connection." And they're all just hanging out. And then a limousine pulls up.
And a man just walks into the door.
A man just walks in, well-dressed.
Very well-dressed, wearing a suit.
Wearing a suit. Goes, "Which one of y'all is Connor?" And he goes, "That's me."
Hannah says, "You've got 15 minutes to get ready. Look sharp."
Look sharp. And then he just goes, "Okay, your date's not over."
Yeah, your date's not over.
And so he goes and gets dressed pretty quickly. Looks good for 15 minutes.
Has
a nice shirt on, jacket, whatever.
It was like a plaid shirt with a leather jacket. He had like skinny jeans and boots. It was a good look.
It was a good look for 15 minutes
to get
ready.
For 15 minutes, looking good.
Although, okay, let me just say, I was a little bothered by the fact that he was wearing brown shoes and a black leather jacket. But, you know, that's just me.
What have I said? The Final Bros Tonight is a podcast about fashions and about looking good, and that was an important thing to let us know. Thank you.
He looked good, but when he stepped out and he had the brown shoes
on,
yeah, it's, you know, it's this is important. The people need to know these things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad I could bring in my commentary.
I crave it.
I'm so glad.
We're all about fashions.
We're all about fashions on this show. Thank you. I've been pushing this for months. Okay. So he goes and meets Hannah, and Hannah was like, well, Hannah had previously found all of the notes and everything that he left, and she was so smitten.
She was like, it's so cute.
She loved it.
She loved it.
Then she meets him, gives him, she's like, I really wanted to give you this rose and let you know that, like, you deserve this. And she gives him a rose. He accepts it. And then they need to go somewhere to celebrate.
Yeah. Now, is it time to go down and listen to some band sing some song no one's ever heard before?
Abso-fucking-lutely. And what band is it? It's Air Supply. Just kidding.
It's not Air Supply.
But it would be amazing if they did that. So, Chessy, because you're hip and in the know of what the kids are listening to...
We brought some youth into this podcast.
We brought a youth into our podcast. Why don't you tell me about this, about the... Who are we listening to?
So, the artists that they see, you know, when they first walk down and, you know, they have their cute moment where they are dancing and they're the only ones there. I don't recognize this person because there's no, like, bottom tagline at first saying who it is.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they assume that we just know who this band is.
We just know who the fuck this
guy is. We just know who it is. And it's Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham.
Spelled incorrectly with a K instead of a C.
What a jabroni.
Right? And this song, it's actually a pretty popular song. I can't think
apparently,
of it.
Apparently, oh yeah.
Apparently. You know, it's like one of those songs that you hear on the radio all the time and like you kind of know
you're
what it
is. You're on the radio? Are you sure you're a
Who listens to the radio anymore? I listen to Spotify
like
a fucking millennial.
It's around. And Luke, he had that song a couple years ago. This is how I know him. That song like 7 years, that was like real like heartfelt, sad, breaking, whatever, some beautiful song, whatever. It was fine. It was a good song. And this song is also pretty okay. And this is the first time that I've ever seen a band in one of these
dates.
That's
a ringing endorsement. Oh, this song is pretty okay.
It's pretty okay. But, you know, in a positive way. And this is the first time, though, that they've had a band, like, show up on the show that I've actually recognized. Other than Air Supply.
And Lil Jon.
But he did not perform.
He was just, you know, guest.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
If
having
Lil
Jon the slow dance to, yeah! Yeah! Huh? Yeah! That would have been incredible.
That would have been great.
I would have enjoyed that.
So they're dancing. Lucas Graham is singing. They smooch. It's beautiful. It's wholesome. It's family entertainment. ABC.
Now ABC stands for something else.
What else does ABC stand for?
Always be Cam.
Ugh. And boy howdy. Are we getting ready for some shitty Cam moments coming up?
But coming up, because first we have to sit through another group date that Cam is not on.
You know what I didn't realize?
Tell me.
That, like, okay, we're on ABC. Do you think that had to have been premeditated, right?
He definitely...
Like, I'm on the ABC network, I'm doing an Always Be Cam.
He definitely got that idea when he got on the show, and he was like, ABC, huh? You know? Wonder what fun jokes I can make with my own name.
He had to have thought of that. That was
I don't know, because here's the thing. If he's a true dirtbag, which is completely likely.
I'm sure he is.
Highly likely.
This may be something he's been saying his whole life.
I would believe
that. And
it was
a happy coincidence that The Bachelorette is on ABC.
Yeah.
Fair. So what is next? Our second group date?
A group date.
Awesome.
Another group date. Now, what happened on this group date?
This was a very fun group
date. This was a fun group date.
Now, I can't remember all of the people that were on this group date.
Yeah.
I do know Luke P. is on this group
Luke
date.
Luke P. is on this group date. Bunch of others.
Bunch of other ones.
Alan, how do you feel about the upcoming feature film, The Secret Life of Pets 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Let me tell you
to
something.
To the streets.
To the streets. Let me tell you something about that movie. I have not seen the first one.
I have not seen the first one either.
I saw the first one.
And but you know what? Tell us all about it, Chessy.
I don't know. It was a cute movie, I think. I saw it several years ago. It came out several years
ago.
Again,
ringing endorsements all around.
Can we talk about how in the sequel, the main character no longer sounds like Louis C.K.?
Yeah, it's a movie about pets and what they do when their owners aren't around anymore. And that's
so
about
it. So their secret life.
Yeah, their secret life. And, like,
gotcha.
I think one of the main characters, you know, the pets, gets lost and they have to go on an adventure and, like, save the other pet. But while the owners are still out because, you know, they're pets, they gotta be there.
They can't know it's a secret.
Because it's a secret life of pets.
Gotcha.
And
that's
my synopsis.
Animals.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
And that's my synopsis of The Secret Life of Pets.
Wow. Again, just ringing endorsements all around. I can't wait to watch this fucking movie. Jesus Christ. I'm sure.
It's Pets.
Kevin Hart is in it.
Yeah.
He is.
And he plays the bunny.
He plays the bunny. The bunny's cute.
That's all I know about this is that he plays the rabbit.
And I think Patton Oswalt's in this one. I think he actually replaced Louis C.K.
It's awkward.
So they're gonna do a Secret Life of Pets 2 themed photo shoot, I guess.
Okay. What a weird fucking tie-in for ABC. Guys, how do we make more money for this show? Why don't we just like tie in Secret Life of Pets to our show?
And American Pie. And American Pie all in one.
And let's also bring in the same photographer from that wedding photography date from Nick's season of The Bachelor. Let's bring him back, because everyone remembers Franco, right?
Oh, yeah. Franco was the man.
Yeah, everyone loved
Franco.
He was
the highlight of that season.
So he then tells
Alexis Waters who? No, that season was about Franco.
Damn right. So he then tells all the men, we're going to have you posing with our models. And we're going to make sure you take glamour shots with all the models. And the men are like, oh, my God. Hannah's going to see me with these beautiful models. What am I going to do? And it turns out...
But mistake!
The Yakuza models. Must die!
Yakuza very mad.
Yakuza very mad. I get on boat. Escape!
We don't need to do this whole bit.
I know,
time.
But it's so goddamn funny.
It is.
I heart surgeon, number one. Steady hand.
The models in question here are animals.
Ah.
Hence, the Secret Life of Pets too.
Of course.
Now,
it all makes sense now.
So they're going to be taking some model-y pictures with these animals.
And there are some cute animals.
There's a pig.
That animal is fucking adorable. Let me tell you something.
There is a weird hairless dog.
There was a weird hairless dog.
There was a snake.
There was a snake.
There was a snake.
Who did they give the snake to? I think his name is Grant. He's the unemployed guy. He's great. Now, quick rewind. At the beginning of this show... And everyone's like in the main room getting the first date card. He's in a bathrobe, and I've never felt like there was a person more accepting of who they are on this show than him, just wearing a bathrobe. Now, all I want him to do for the rest of this show is just to be in a smoking jacket with a bubble pipe, and just and just with like red satin slippers, just like
show up at every roast ceremony.
You know, jobs are overrated. Mom, where's the meatloaf? Like, that's what I need him to be. I need him to just own his character.
But now we've talked a bit about, you know, how this whole date is a tie-in for The Secret Life of Pets, too.
Mm.
Die Harder.
That's very good.
And one of the ways that they tie this in, besides just involving animals, is that we're also going to do a little Secret Life of Boys here.
That's right!
Now, I know episode 2... Everyone was thinking, where's Demi? Why is Demi not here in her van? Who's Katie? Why is Demi not here in the van? Scoping out boys. Episode 3, baby. Demi's back.
Why is Demi not in her unmarked van outside
Demi
the mansion?
Demi and her unmarked white van have returned. Was the unmarked white van actually there? Unclear.
But there was a surveillance room that they made for her.
But there was a surveillance room that had several screens, and in the center of all of them sits Demi. Much like Hank Pym in that scene from Ant-Man.
Where he has
like several different screens all lit up with different things. As
Show me feet two! Show me feet number one! Like, give me that camera over there!
And then Scott Lang is breaking into the apartment. There's a vault, and he knows exactly what model vault it is because he's a very good bank robber. He knows that if you freeze the components in the vault, it'll break open very easily. But he doesn't have all the right components, so he manages to find the right components in Hank's apart in Hank's house, which were obviously planted by Hank, because Hank wants to see how good of a thief Scott is. So he starts putting the components, and he starts filling the vault door with water, and then uses the chemicals to freeze it so he can break it open very easily. Meanwhile, Hank is in the security room watching Scott doing everything so he can figure out whether or not Scott is going to be a good successor to the Ant-Man name.
And that's Demi.
That's what Demi's doing here.
She's making sure that Hannah can rob the bank properly during this whole shindig of The Secret Life of Pets too.
So thank you, Alex, for that explanation of The Secret Life of Ants.
but basically, what Demi is doing is she's apparently sought out the like makeup artists and photography assistants that are just unreasonably attractive.
They're plants.
They're plants. And she's told them to just hit on these men as much as possible
and to see if they get them to crack.
Yeah. And
I'm sitting there like, give me some popcorn. I hope I see some shit happen.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping for some drama.
Me too.
But we didn't get any.
No, all the boys were wholesome.
All these boys are fucking committed to Hannah.
And I'm like, damn.
What the dick?
Good job, boys. But also, shit. I wanted some drama. Get these boys
drama.
Off the show.
Give me, we got any flat earthers in the room?
Yeah, oh my God, that would have been incredible. I don't know. So, would you want to get together later? I don't know, but the earth is definitely flat.
Earth is definitely flat, though.
I'm committed to Hannah. The earth is flat. That was a big jump, Luke.
Hey, do you want to maybe grab a drink or so after this? You know, I'm really committed to this relationship with Hannah. Tupac is still alive.
So, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'm single. 9/11 was set up by the government.
But also, no, I'm very committed to Hannah.
I'm very committed to Hannah. This is very good.
This is a very good bit we're doing after I summarize the entire plot of Ant-Man.
And then that's what you come to the final bros tonight for. Fashions...
Marvel movie
breakdowns.
Conspiracy theories.
Not any that we believe in, just we're just listing them for you.
No, we're not saying that this is what we believe, but they exist.
The moon landing was staged.
But I'm here for
Hannah.
I'm
very committed to Hannah.
Thank you.
But the moon landing was staged. The shadows don't line up. Look at the tape.
The flag is waving. There's no air. But Hannah gives me all the air I could need.
Hannah takes my breath away.
Just like
space would. Where we've never been because the moon landing was faked.
But also, I am here and I am committed to this journey. So no boys commit to the other ladies. They all stay with Hannah. They're wholesome boys. Hannah's like, well, that's great. But also, I want a little drama too. But it's great.
This is great. I'm glad they're all committed to me. I wanted drama, but I guess this is good too.
It's like, thanks, Demi.
Even Demi was like, well, I didn't catch him. Thanks for having me on your show for 5 minutes.
See you in paradise.
See you in paradise.
Meanwhile, Demi's on the camera. She's like, I'll see you in paradise. I'll see you in paradise.
I'm going to smooch you. Probably going to smooch you. We're probably going to get married.
Oh, Demi.
You said it at the bar. She's definitely scoping out some stuff
for
paradise. Abso-frickin-lutely.
Yeah.
So, as that goes on, we then see the glamour shots being taken.
Yep.
They're all really great. There's some real good ones, like the one with the piggy.
Yeah.
Some puppy ones were good.
Yep.
There was one where, the one has, like, the unemployed dude in a bathtub with the snake.
Yep.
That was funny. Let's see. But then there was one where, for some reason, Pilot Peter, who was also on this date.
Yep.
He's in a... picture with Hannah.
Yeah, one of the boys just got to take pictures with Hannah. No animals involved.
I assume it was like the reward.
Yeah, they didn't really cover
this
one.
Frank didn't really cover, like, maybe if you took the best picture, you get the picture with Hannah.
Something like that.
That's probably how I would think it would work.
Well, that's how he did the last photography project with Nick. Like, if you take the best picture, you get to get.
Maybe they just assume we would know that.
Yeah,
because they didn't really come up front and say that.
Yeah.
So, I think Peter ends up having the better picture. And he had, like, a nice conversation with her earlier about it. He has a bunch of dogs, and, like, he
and
loves
she's
dogs.
She's got a bunch of dogs, and she loves dogs, and he loves their dogs.
And
you, Peter's and their dogs.
And they must love dogs.
Yeah.
Of course.
I understand the reference you're making.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
I understood that reference.
Thank you. So, Peter, I guess, wins, and they're having a picture together, and they smooch a little bit.
In front of all the other boys.
Now, most of the boys are like, all right,
that's how this show works.
It's the show.
She's dating all of us.
Meanwhile, Luke P. is having a fucking conniption.
Yes. And he just cannot handle it. It's like, she's kissing other boys? There's other boys
that's
on
hard
this
for me
show?
To watch. I don't like this.
There's
something on this I don't like.
That was a fucking connection.
And by on this,
we mean Hannah.
We mean Hannah. And by something, we mean Peter.
Peter's face on her face.
Yes.
So,
Do you ever wonder why people sometimes say work too much?
Never once have I ever thought that. Oh, you're just like this.
Yeah.
Yes. This is just who we are.
Yes.
Didn't fake it.
This is not a persona I play. This is just who I am.
This is just me.
Sorry.
So, we move on to the cocktail date, and again, Luke is a little shook. And now Luke, before we move to the cocktail date, Luke's like, oh, let's take one more picture. You and me, let's take another picture.
I'm going to do push-ups, and you're going to stand on my back, all right? So I'm going to look strong.
And then that'll be
I do CrossFit, okay?
Do you want me to follow you to, do you want me to walk you to your makeup room? No. And she's all like, you're going to see Hannah's like, chill, B.
And he's dragging the dog behind him.
Yeah, like Luke, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
This is some very, like toxic masculine, like, possessive shit. And it is clear, like, it is exactly the dude who I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Essentially. So she kind of goes, don't worry, I'll see you later tonight. And then we end up back at the cocktail party.
Yes.
Now, cocktail party's going pretty good. Everything's, like, starting off nice. Peter's having a really nice Peter's not having this conversation yet. I forget who was having this conversation earlier, but conversations are going on. The first one is with Luke P, though. Luke P pulls her aside, and she just goes right in on him. And she just goes, like, you're getting a little too crazy. Like you're just acting a certain way. Like, you need to just chill.
I like you.
Yeah, no, she says, calm down. I like you, but you got to dial this back a little bit.
You got to dial this back a little bit. You got to be confident.
Like, there are a lot of other relationships going on here. It's not just you tonight. Like, let's, like, come on.
And I was like, damn, Hannah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That really solidified it for me. Just the, like, it is not all about you. It is about, like, all of these relationships.
About all of this.
And that's, to me, that meant a lot.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, absolutely saying the right thing, that, like, she needs to see what every relationship is like to make her decision. She can't just be like, it's week three, I love you. You know?
Yeah.
And so he's having, right, he's spiraling. He is in the spiral, as we like to call it. And he's, like, just pouting. He's just being angry. And all of the conversations after his, he keeps interrupting. And she eventually is like, you need to go. I will come talk to you, but you need to go.
Yeah.
I will talk to you later. And eventually comes to, like, Peter. And Peter is there, like, he, like, confronts Peter. He's going, he's like, man, like, I really don't want you, you know. Like, it's like, people shouldn't be talking to her. I really need to talk to her. And he's like, dude, like, I need to talk to her, too. I need my time. Like, yeah. I deserve my time.
Yeah.
And so their whole thing, he's, like, waiting to, like, get her. Like, it's very creepy, very not good, and it's very, like, cringy.
Yeah.
What Luke P is doing this entire date. Which is ridiculous that two separate group dates had a dude doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Cam and Luke P was horrible.
Yeah. Pretty bunk.
So Peter has a nice conversation with her. They go outside and make out.
Hard.
Like, that was a full on smooch fest.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so much he lifts her up, but she, like, does the koala.
Yeah, she does the koala.
She does the koala all around him while smooching.
Yep.
That's some connection right there.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Luke P lurking on the side.
Lurking. He ain't happy.
Yeah. He is lurking.
So we come back inside, and it's time to give out the group date rose. She then pulls Luke P aside first. This was kind of, like, out of nowhere.
While holding the rose.
And everyone's like, he's getting the rose. And I'm like, nah,
he's not getting the rose.
She then goes, boy, you need to chill. I like you, but you need to get better.
And she's like hitting him with the rose on the chest too. He's like, no.
You need to be better. And he's like, all right.
She's like, get it together.
And like, oh my God. Just the shit he said to tonight, just like the minute he gets in, I'm just committed to you. Like, I want you to know I'm committed to you. And she's like, you need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
I like you. Be confident in that.
Yeah.
Chill out. So, yeah, it was a lot. So then she brings them back in. Rose goes to Peter. And let me tell you, at this point, Alan is loving that his fantasy team is killing it.
Yeah. Good. I forgot to set my picks this week, so I'm in last place again.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm the love chef.
Fair. Cook it up.
So that goes to Peter. Night ends. Back to the mansion. There's still so many things that happen in the show.
Well, let's talk about one thing that we completely skipped.
What did we... I'm sorry.
Tyler.
Holy shit, dude. Thank you. I completely forgot about that because he's a very forgettable person.
He's a very forgettable boy. But pretty unceremoniously, Tyler left.
Just left the show.
Yeah.
They didn't even show him leaving.
Yeah.
He's just gone.
Yeah.
And we know Tyler from last week.
He got a one-on-one.
On a one-on-one.
So I, in my sleuthing, I may have figured something out here.
Hit me.
So, as this was going down, and given my short attention span, I was browsing Twitter during commercial breaks, because that's what I do. And Jacqueline from last season, from Ari's season, rather, of the Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
Tweeted something, basically a news article, saying that basically says that Tyler G was asked to leave the show because of a relationship that he had with a woman back home before he was on the show. They've since been broken up, but some of his actions in that relationship may seem borderline abusive.
Mm. Wow, so they nipped something in the bud for once.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Not even let it get to air.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go into any more detail. Just check out Jacqueline's Twitter account. She posted an article about it. And she even pointed out, like, this is all based on sort of social media rumors, so I can't verify whether or not any of this is true, but it's made it to a news site, so I think it's worth bringing up, given that it wasn't brought up on the show at all.
Because they're never going to...
Because they're not going to bring it up on the show.
It's like what they did with Lincoln. They never even showed him. Yeah. They didn't have him on the final rose. They didn't even give him a goodbye talking head. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Or rather, he definitely had one, and they cut it.
Yeah. So take what I just said with a grain of salt. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Point is, Tyler G is gone.
So...
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Jacqueline. So, you know, I do you mind if I talk about this in a little
bit? Yeah, go ahead.
This is very interesting, and actually... I think a positive step for this show. Whereas, like, men like Garrett, whom feel how you want about him right now.
Yes. Garrett being the winner of Becca's season.
Yes, feel how you want about him right now. Maybe he really fully has changed as a human being. Maybe he hasn't.
Maybe he hasn't. We don't know.
What's his face? The dude from Rachel's season.
Lee.
Definitely didn't change.
The literal
absolute
racist.
Literal racist. They knew about that. They should have known about that beforehand. But that... And he should have been removed from the show.
Yes.
This shows, like, people, like them actually, like, taking the time to find something.
Yeah.
Noticing it, and then just being like, we're just not going to let this continue.
Yeah.
So, he shouldn't have made it through initially, but the fact that they just said, all right, time to...
Like, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have this.
Yeah.
No more bad press. Like, they're like, no more of this. Like,
Yeah, based on the article that I read, which again is still like the sources may not be confirmed or anything, but he was asked to leave by production by what I've sort of figured out there.
Fair, and I think they did the right thing.
Yeah.
So
back to the mansion.
Back to the mansion.
Boys are there.
It's morning.
What's Cam up to?
Cam decides that he needs to pull all the boys aside because they're all waiting. And he goes, boys, I need to tell you something. I need to be the one to talk to Hannah first because I have something really important to tell her. And I have something that, like, it might send me home. It's emotional. And it's bad. And I need to tell her first. I just want to let you guys know that if I do, I'm holding up a ceremonial glass to you guys now. She might kick me off the show. But I'm going to tell her, and I want you guys to know that.
And every boy is like, okay.
There's a moment where Tyler C is everyone watching this, and he just has his head on his hand, just like pushed up like that, like you know what I'm saying? The
like, I don't really care what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to start this. Now, Christopher Brian Harrison,
daddy,
Biz Cash Dad, comes in, and he has a bombshell. What happened? What happened, Chessie?
There will be no cocktail party tonight.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They canceled the cocktail
party.
Then
what are they going to do? How are they going to have more time with Hannah?
Are they going to have a pool party?
No.
Shit. That's what I thought they would do.
You know what they did do, Alan?
What did they do?
Because Hannah is from Alabama.
Alabama, Hannah.
And she loves her some football.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
They had a tailgate party instead.
Yo, that makes complete sense. Thank goodness.
So they go out front. There's a truck.
There's a truck, some hay bales.
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
A couch.
A couch. Some football to be thrown in the front of the house.
Yep.
It's
gonna get hurt on that stone pathway.
Hey man, I didn't want anyone to get hurt. All right, I don't want to see any boys going to the hospital.
No.
Especially after Hannah already went to the hospital. The reason
I was like worried about that, like regular tailgating, I'm not worried about because no one's actually trying to compete. This is an instance where, like, if I catch the football, maybe I'll get the rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going through these boys' heads at this point.
Yeah, they'll do anything.
Right, they'll try too hard.
If I catch this football, she will love me.
Right. So that's why I get worried. And that's why I would have rather it be a pool party, because then they could at least just jump into the fucking pool and not get hurt.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, now I get what you were saying when we were watching the episode before.
Right, I was worried about them being idiots.
Getting physically injured. Yes. With their stupidness.
So, but it makes sense because Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Wow. Holy shit. That was fucking terrifying.
Siblings.
Yeah, Jesus. So.
Sibling dance.
Just so you guys know, Alex and Chessie just did the cutest thing I've ever seen. God damn it, stop it. It's weird.
It's a sibling dance.
You're too close. I want all the listeners to know the best brother and sister of all time is these two.
What
just
up?
Throwing that out there.
Hey, what's up?
So anyway, Cam is always going to be Cam.
Always be Cam.
Always being Cam. Pulls Hannah aside right away.
But here's the thing. You know, if you've got a bombshell to drop, if you're going to tell someone something deep about you, you don't know how they're going to react. You know what a great way to do it is? You know what a great way to open is?
Tell me, Alex.
Quoting Shrek.
Hell yeah.
And Cam opens this heavy conversation.
That he has to have. Could get him kicked off the show.
Could get him sent home. By telling Hannah, I'm like an onion. I've got layers. What are you doing in my swamp?
I've never seen you so happy.
I literally turned around and looked at everyone at the bar and said, did he just quote Shrek?
And then everyone started chanting,
Shrek, 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 Shrek.
It was a beautiful moment in Bachelor history.
It was.
That should go down in the record books as the time that Cam referenced Shrek during an important conversation.
An important might send me home conversation.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So what was said in this conversation then?
I can't even fucking tell you!
Honestly, I can't either.
So my grandma was sick.
Some of you may die.
Some of you may die.
But that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Oh shit. I'm sorry. We were so good there.
So good. So close. Right, so close.
See, that's how you know we're not siblings.
We're not actually related.
Right.
Welcome
that's the
to
one.
Duloc, such a perfect town. Now we have some rules, let us lay them down. Won't you please stay in line and we'll get along fine. Duloc is a perfect place. Please keep up of the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face. Duloc is. No, we just got sued.
Duloc is a perfect place.
Wow.
Let's do that again. No. Bachelorette. That's what people come here for, man. Fashions. Marvel explanations.
Entire SNL sketches.
Controversies.
Not that we believe in them.
Just that they exist.
Just list of them.
Shrek quotes.
Shrek references that go on. Yeah, just a little too long.
A little too much.
Just a little too long.
Fashions is still number one.
Oh, and then also The Bachelorette.
Well, speaking of fashions, Cam was wearing some whack shorts during
Cam was wearing some whack clothes all episode. His first cocktail party was a hoodie and a sport coat. What are you doing, dude?
Wearing layers.
Oh my god. He's a fucking onion. Wow. Holy shit, dude. Good call. Okay.
What about cakes?
Cakes
have layers.
Everybody loves cakes.
Everybody loves cakes.
No.
What about a parfait?
No. Cams are like onions.
Bachelorette.
Hey, let's get some parfait. Nobody ever says, I don't like
it. No, no, no. Nobody ever says,
Bachelorette.
Let me tell you something. I love me some parfait. The parfaits are delicious. All right, we need to start talking about this fucking show.
What did Cam even fucking talk about?
I can't, dude. I literally can't tell you. Well, he said, like, his grandma might have passed away.
And he said something about him needing to get an amputation. He had, like, a surgery. Something.
And he had, like, an amputation or
in
something.
In fairness, during his...
We were all booing him.
Yeah, we were all booing and chanting Shrek. So it's unclear as to what bomb was dropped. But it was a medical problem that he may have had. That may have required amputation.
Grandma
ultimately
died?
Did not. And also his grandma died. I guess.
It was a weird turn.
It was weird. But that's it.
Didn't get sent home.
Didn't get him sent home. Not at that point.
Oh, spoiler. Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know yet.
Anyway.
Did I get him his swamp back?
Anyway.
No.
And the squatters.
He's got to go to the castle, to the tallest room in the tallest tower.
Guarded by a fire-breathing dragon. God damn it.
Because the princess is under a spell that could only be woken by
true love's first kiss.
Like, that's ever going to happen. Whoa, somebody want...
No, we're done. This was very good. I am very proud of us.
I'm thinking about Shrek so much right now.
I gotta watch.
It's all Cam's
Shrek
fault.
Later.
Always be Cam, Shrek.
Always be Shrek.
Always be Shrek. ABS. Ooh.
Always be Shrek.
ABS.
What?
I thought I heard someone yelling from out the window.
I thought I heard.
So want to watch Shrek with us?
Somebody wants.
So anyway.
Nope. No one. All right.
Anyway, continuing.
Let's get through this.
We're almost there.
So
then everyone's having their conversations. Now, Mike is not happy. Does not love that Cam is doing this.
No.
And then has a conversation with Hannah.
And Hannah starts it by saying how she's having such a great time because the conversations have been so light and wonderful.
And
then Mike
like,
is like, well,
I'm going to change that shit. So, but I actually like the way Mike opened up this conversation because he was very understanding of, like, where Hannah's coming from.
And
so
her experience.
Yeah, and her experience. So he goes, so what was your experience of, like, dealing with drama or, like, conversations that were going on in the mansion between us and, like, the differences between, like, how it was being told to Colton and how it was being, like, talked among everyone else?
Yeah.
And she explains, like, I understand a lot better. And she understands where it all comes from. And he was like, okay, well, then I want to explain how, like, the conversation that Cam had with us. And, like, explains the whole thing with Cam, that Cam even ended up writing letters to people, like, he was going home, and, like, he was looking for some sort of pity.
Because
rose.
They all want to hear from Cam when he gets sent home.
So, he was saying, like, it feels like it's like a pity rose that he's trying to get out of you, and I wanted to make you aware of it. And here's the thing, usually we say don't talk about other people. He shouldn't have, but also, everything he said was true.
Yeah.
Like, usually when it's don't talk about other people, you're making bullshit up.
But he was,
100% true. So, like, because we all saw it happen.
Yeah.
So then Hannah, like, goes, talks to him, pulls him aside, essentially gets him to confess everything that had happened, and yells at him and tells him it's schemey, slimy, doesn't like it, and then Cam basically just walks off, and that's the end of the tailgating party.
Yeah.
That's mainly everything that happens. So now it's just right to Rose ceremony. So Cam actually dresses up.
Although he was wearing khaki pants, and it was a weird combination of colors, and the black jacket, and the blue shirt, and the red tie.
But at least, like, he wasn't...
It was better than the hoodie
and the bad sport coat, and then the bad shorts and shirt. Like, everyone else was wearing good shorts, like a nice, like...
Yeah.
A nice short.
Nice Bermuda.
A nice Bermuda. Yes, dude. Fashions.
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 You know who else had the fashions? Hannah.
Hannah had the fashions tonight.
Let me tell you guys something. And... this is always the disclaimer that we think we have at the Final Bros tonight of just when we're talking about any sort of female person on this show. But we're not trying to in any way to say anything, you know, objectifying. But
That's why we brought a woman episode
because holy crap.
Wow, she looked great.
She looked good. Hannah came out in this gorgeous, sparkly red dress, dark red lipstick.
Nice earrings, too.
Like,
beautiful.
Dark jewelry.
She
looked
hot.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
She's really been coming through with these, like, sparkly outfits.
Like, she is
They look good.
She is fucking killing
She's
it.
She's killing it.
And even, like Mike had a great reaction. He just goes, damn. Like,
I'd roll tide.
Yeah, I roll tide. Like,
roll tide.
This was just something, like, I had to bring it up. She looked just gorgeous.
Hey, yeah. Fashions.
Yeah, no, fashions here, like, she was fucking, like, amazing.
Beautiful.
So then we go through the boys who are getting roses. I know some of the boys that get them. I also know basically who doesn't.
Which is Luke P. got a rose.
Luke P. got a rose. Cam did not.
Cam did not.
Jonathan did not. One of the other dudes did not. And then another guy didn't.
Yeah.
Four boys didn't. They're gone.
They're gone. One of them was Cam.
One of them was Cam.
That's the only really
literal cheering from everyone for Cam leaving. Yeah. Which was great.
Well, at the bar. Not
at the bar.
Not on the show.
Well, I mean, you never know. They could have been just like, fuck.
Yeah.
So that was great. Cam is gone. We have one less heel on the show.
Yep. But now I think it's Luke's time to become the villain.
Oh yeah. And it's a coming.
Oh yeah.
We're in for some toxic masculinity.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Because
for
Luke does CrossFit.
That was right. What's your job? They asked him what's his job. Well, I do CrossFit, for a living.
She said, like, she was like, what's your job? Definitely something fitness related. And he's like, I do CrossFit.
But not for
not
a living.
For a living. It's like, wow, you suck.
So that's, you suck.
So that's CrossFit.
So, that's the episode.
That's the episode. Well, there's a post-credit scene.
There is a post-credit scene. And I think it was Garrett.
Maybe.
It was definitely Garrett.
It was whoever had the scraggly dog.
The scraggly, like kind of like naked dog. They were like, well, we want to make you look closer to what she looks like. The dog's name was Laverne.
Yes.
Yep.
So they wax his chest.
And his legs,
and it's very funny.
It's very funny because he's in a lot of pain, and Hannah just thinks it's hilarious.
Hannah loves
hurting these boys.
Hannah loves these boys. Hannah might be a little kinky.
Oh, definitely. She definitely is. She definitely is.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah. No, I know.
Calling it here.
Yep.
Calling it right here.
Yeah.
Based on just this episode alone,
yeah,
how
she
much
likes it.
Like physical pain she put them
and
through,
enjoyed it,
and had so much fun seeing it happen. Definitely something.
She also calls herself Mama, maybe.
She does call herself Mama.
And refers to herself as the Beast.
Hannah Beast, that's true. The Beast is loose. Beast is Beast from the East.
East?
Southeast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alabama's the East.
Well, not
it is the East. Alabama's the East.
Yeah,
it's East. Yeah.
It's not like, guys, it is the East. It is above Florida. It is on the East Coast. It is absolutely the East.
Okay.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, show's over.
You want to play the game?
Absolutely want to play the
game. All right, play the music. So, Chessy.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the first play of the game.
So, play of the game is that you pick a play, essentially, of the favorite thing that happened during this episode.
Okay.
You've all listened right. to this before.
Yes, I have.
You know how this works.
I do. My favorite play of the episode. You know, that's a really tough one. There's a lot of really good things that happened in this episode. But I feel like my favorite thing to just watch happen was our boy John Paul Jones. And how much pain he was in. And how much the other boys loved it.
Yeah, John Paul Jones.
Because he was the last one to go in the electrodes with the labor simulation.
Yeah.
So he, like, had been witnessing what was happening. And he didn't step up and say, yo, I want to get this over with. He goes, no, I'm going to go last. And I'm going to break the bed and the stirrups. And I'm not going to just
He wasn't having a fun time.
Yeah.
And just how much Hannah and the other boys that were on this date
Jed literally was
it.
Off of his feet laughing. Like, he doubled over laughing at him.
That was my favorite thing. That happened the whole episode. Best fucking thing Hannah did.
You first.
Me first?
You first.
Mine's going to be a cute one.
All right.
Because I'm going to give it to Connor, who was on the one-on-one.
Yes.
Connor had a power move, and this was a play that I completely thought was awesome. The notes all around, cute. He definitely misspelled one of them. Which was hysterical.
He used the wrong form of your.
Very funny. But it was just a good, like, moment. Like, he was like, look, man, like, I know I'm not getting a rose right now, and that's okay, but he still was like, I want to leave her something and do something nice for her, because she clearly, like, it's something I would have done.
Yeah.
In fact, it's something I have done, not in mass. One time I was like, I went to the hospital one time, nothing for super serious, so I'd like cut my finger. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman there who ended up like being there with me for a while and let me use her phone charger and like ended up having a nice conversation with me because we were up super late and we just kind of like chatted a lot. And so she was asleep and I like wrote her a note like saying like I appreciated everything. So I just kind of like resonated with me. Like it was just super nice and I dug it. Connor, you rock.
All right. My play of the game is going to go to that part where they're in the castle and Shrek is running through all of the different pillars and he gets the chains all tangled up and then he puts the sword in the middle and then the chain gets tangled
up. I'll handle the dragon.
And then exactly when he handles the dragon and then the chain like sort of like it like knots up with the sword in it and then the dragon and then they can get across the bridge without the dragon getting to
them. The dragon almost burns the bridge up, right?
Yeah, I know, but they got to the end with Princess Fiona.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That literally my heart was in my throat during that scene. I was really worried.
My play of the game goes to Shrek.
Good. You made the right call.
Play of the game? Shrek.
And saving the princess.
It's all ogre now.
His noble steed.
Noble steed, yep.
So much for noble steed.
I stamp. That's my play of the game.
No. I'm with you. I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
This is perfect.
Good.
All right, Alex. So, has this been the final bros tonight?
This has been the final bros tonight.
Wonderful.
I've been slacking on getting those that social media running.
It'll happen when it happens, people.
It'll happen when I have a minute. I've had several minutes, and I choose to spend them playing Skyrim.
That's a noble way to do it.
Yeah. I'm doing, like, the Dawnguard mission, like, DLC right
now.
Let's
talk about that.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I've never done it before. I never played it, so I'm just...
It's very fun.
Yeah, no, I'm doing, like, the Darkfall cave bit where like I'm getting all of the waters from the different basins.
Oh, cool!
And I have to kill the guy to get Oriole's bow. It's a whole thing. It's gonna be great.
The bow is great. Don't ever let it go.
Okay.
If you can keep the bow forever, like whatever you have to do, keep the bow.
Okay. I'm not really a weapons guy. I use a lot of
keep the bow.
Bound weapons.
The bow is just great.
I'll just throw it in my house and let it collect dust.
But for real, like no, for real.
No, I believe you.
Amazing.
I believe you. But yeah, so we don't have the social media.
But use the bow to kill the vampire.
Spoilers.
You could kill him at the end if you wanted to.
Okay, maybe I will.
I'm just saying it works.
Let's end this.
Okay.
So yeah, we don't have the social media running yet. I'm still like trying to figure out what we're gonna do about like Instagram and Twitter. We'll definitely get a Twitter. Twitter, Facebook,
it'll
Instagram.
It'll
we'll
happen.
Figure something
it'll
out.
Happen.
It'll happen.
For
it'll
now,
happen.
We have our Twitters.
We have our Twitter accounts. Check out my Twitter account where I tweet great things like. The reason they can't make a Danny Phantom live-action movie is because Chris Farley isn't allowed to play the box ghost.
Beware!
And that's at Old Man Beefy.
And you can go to my Twitter where I tweet about sports and other such dumb things at BossMoss91. Chessie, do you want to push your
Twitter
handle?
Do you
want to
plug your social media
your
for
social
any
media?
Reason? You don't have to since
I don't
like
have
a
Twitter,
teen.
But if you know you want to check out a really dumb Instagram, Chessie.toy, spelled C-E-S-I because my name is weird. But that's the only social media I use, so...
Then you're about to get, like, maybe a follower.
That'd
so,
be fucking sick. I love a new follower.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's the final bros tonight bump, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So, Alex.
That's it.
Why don't you take a set.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the final bros tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
I'm Chessie Toy.
Take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
Like they do on the Discovery Channel.